and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from thebluesguitarshow.com, the podcast that brings you passion, practice and perseverance for your guitar playing journey. Hope everyone is having a great week this week. It's been a crazy busy one for me. Lots of recording, a couple more interviews that will be coming out soon. Just got back from Spain a couple of days ago, so flew in very late and then had an early morning to get up and do some teaching. But such is life. Getting ready for the spring festivals over here, so got a lot of transcription stuff going on, which is always good fun. I really enjoy that stuff. Been transcribing a arrangement for Good Vibrations, the Beach Boys song. So it's an arrangement that's going to be with a big band, horn section, choir. It's all coming together, but I think it's going to be a large amount of people on stage at the same time, so that should be really fun. So if anybody is in the kind of Greater London area, the Newbury Spring Festival, I believe, is on May 20th. So yeah, I still got a bit of time to get tickets for that. But yeah, should all be good. Now today, what I'm talking about on the show is my three biggest tips for playing acoustic fingerstyle blues. So I'm going to dive a little bit into technique. We're going to talk a bit about the styles that you're going to be playing and a little bit about hand position and things like that. So hopefully you can hear the guitar. We are going fully acoustic today. I'm just with one microphone in front of me, so hopefully you can hear that. That is the gorgeous sound of my Fender Redondo. This is really one of my favorite acoustics to play. It's not the most expensive guitar in the world by any stretch of the imagination. And Fender acoustics tend to kind of vary in their quality depending on what year and what series you've got. But this California series, they just have the most amazing necks. Like, it almost feels similar to my Telecaster. It's so slim and it's really smooth moving up and down it. So I find that as somebody who transitions a lot from playing acoustic to electric, and of course resonator as well, it makes the transition really seamless. I mean, I just absolutely love playing this guitar. It's got such a great feel to it. So fingerstyle acoustic guitar is really the genre that reconnected me with my love for playing blues and roots music. When I moved abroad, I was stuck gigging on my own a lot, and having not gigged on my own for many, many, many years, I had to rediscover and relearn how to play a lot of this stuff and learn to develop a style where I could self-accompany me. I could play and sing. I could do a three-hour show just playing and singing guitar, and to keep it interesting and to not have to play a million songs. Now, finger picking was one of the absolute keys to that, because it means that if I'm singing and I'm playing this, I need a break from singing. So to be able to go into, and be able to play around with some melody on the guitar, gives me a break from the vocals. And that was really what I thought was the most important thing about it. But through that, I've learned so much more about my own playing, about myself as a musician, and about the kind of history of blues through playing acoustic blues. So it's a really, really important genre to get to grips with. Even if you're the kind of player that just loves playing BB King and really loves Eric Clapton stuff, I would urge you to learn some acoustic blues. You can find some great, great videos of Hendrix playing fantastic acoustic blues, Stevie Ray Vaughan. In fact, one of the guys I work with privately, Roger, shout out to Roger if you're listening, sent me a video of Stevie Ray Vaughan playing acoustic, and it's unbelievable. He is a fantastic acoustic player, which means all these guys are able to transition from electric to acoustic, and they have those skills. So having that kind of skill set is really, really important. It also goes to kind of the history of the music. You know, B.B. King, for example, was a really big Buckle White fan. I think he was Buckle White's cousin or something like that. But he collected some of these old Delta Blues records because he absolutely loved them. You know, he had a real appreciation for that style. So it's a really important thing to learn. So on to my tips of what I would do if I was starting again and I was starting getting into acoustic blues for the first time. What did I do wrong and what would I correct? So the first thing that I would correct is I would not try and learn to finger pick using tab. That was a massive mistake. Tab doesn't really give you the information that you need to be able to finger pick on the guitar. It doesn't tell you what fingers that you're using. It doesn't tell you what technique you're using. It doesn't say something like Travis picking pattern. T123 or something like that. It doesn't have that information. And without that, it's really difficult. It feels like such an uphill battle. I really wanted to be able to play melodies whilst accompanying with a bass part, something like... something simple like that, just having one bass line going at the same time. But if I was looking at tab, I would really struggle to understand that, because if I was being taught through it, i.e. having a teacher talking me through it or watching somebody play, it's much easier to decipher. So tip number one would be, don't try and learn this using tab. And this kind of fits in with tip number one, is to start off really slowly. And when you start approaching finger picking, it's a whole new way of using your hand mechanically, your picking hand. It's a different mechanism that we're using to when we use a pick, which means we need to concentrate more on our picking hand and less on our fretting hand. So start off with something really simple and start really slowly. Now, what I would recommend for that would be something like Baby Please Don't Go. That's an easy one because we've got this constant bass line going on. So if I just take you through that intro part slowly, Baby Please Don't Go, we just go 3-0-3-0-0 on string one, right? And you know that the rhythm is Baby Please Don't Go. Now, what I would do is start building up some picking with your thumb on the sixth string. So we're going to go, so you're going to play sixth string and first string together with that fret three, then open, then back together, and then open, and then just first string. So that we're doing our minims, so we're playing half notes with our thumb. Okay, just start as simply as that. And then when you get comfortable with that, you can just add in the extra two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. And you can start building up from there, and then we can get into playing our quarter notes. So tip number one is, don't try and learn finger picking using tab, and make sure you start off really slowly and something with a simple one note bass line. And if you are interested in looking up a bunch of information of this stuff, I have got a single note bass line guidebook on my website, thebluesguitarshow.com. It is, of course, written in tab, but it does have explanations with it as well to help you through it. And I use the T123 method. I don't know if I invented that or whether somebody else did. I haven't seen it anywhere else, but it's something that I've started using years ago, but I'm sure I must have seen it somewhere. I don't think I invented it, but T123 means thumb, finger one, finger two, finger three. So if you're playing a finger picking pattern that is T123, it might be thumb one, two, three. And then T213 would be thumb two, one, three. And then 3-2-1-T, third finger, second finger, first finger, thumb. So it's a nice simple method, but that book, Single Note Bass Lines, lays that all out. So when you are playing along with the tab, it does tell you what the finger picking pattern is. Now, tip number two. My second tip is to not get stuck in patterns. Now, when we're playing folk guitar, and if you listen to my interview with David Hamburger, who's a fantastic fingerstyle player and teacher, we talked around this idea a little bit. But when you're playing folk music, it tends to work in patterns. So you've got like a... you know, kind of Bob Dylan style, and you're playing in a pattern. When you're playing acoustic blues, it's almost never in a specific pattern. So try to not think of it in terms of patterns. Now, what I mean by that is don't practice patterns. You should absolutely practice patterns, just like I was saying about the T213 and all that stuff. You need to have that, those finger mechanics need to be there. You need to be able to use your fingers and your thumb independently of one another, and patterns are the way to do it. But when you're playing a song or learning a song, don't look for the pattern, because often there isn't one. If you took something like a Robert Johnson... There is absolutely no pattern there. There's a chord pattern, but there's no finger picking pattern that I'm sticking to. So you need to practice the patterns, but don't look for them when you're learning a piece of music. And if you are looking at learning some simple pieces of music, as I say, start with one with a constant bass line that just has one note or one open string, ideally, bass line. Something like Baby Please Don't Go is a good one. Robert Johnson stuff is also great too. Kind Hearted Woman Blues, I would highly recommend learning because that's got a nice simple bass line just hammering on that A string. So that's a good one to learn as well. But tip number two is don't look for the pattern when you're learning an acoustic blues song. So my third tip, things that I would do if I was going back in time and starting again with playing acoustic blues. My first tip was try not to learn it from sheet music. Try and learn it from something that has some context with it. So whether it's tab with annotations or whether it's video, whether it's this podcast, whatever it is, I actually have a load of acoustic blues lessons. If you go further back, I did almost a year of just acoustic blues stuff. To my second tip for not looking for a pattern in every piece of music that you're learning, especially when you're learning these old Delta blues songs, some of them are not even in 4/4 time, really. So just learning the techniques behind it and then learning the song independently of them. So learn the patterns, don't try and apply them to all the pieces of music that you're trying to play. And my third and final tip is that melody is king. And what I mean by this is that the most important thing when we're finger picking is to get the melody to come through. Now, if that means that you lose a little bit in the bass, you don't quite have the harmony that you're looking for, especially when we're playing blues, if you're playing sort of more acoustic bass music, is you know, then it's all about the harmony. But acoustic blues is about self-accompaniment. It's about being able to just play an E and then, and just being able to play over your own accompaniment. So a great starting point for this would be literally what I just did. Just play an open E, play some melody, change to an A, back to the E. Just let the melody ring through. You know, that's always the most important thing when we're playing, is to try and get that melody to come across as much as possible. So start off with just whole notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and fill in some melody. Then you can move on to the half notes and start playing things at the same time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4, and just start playing around with that stuff so you can build some of those skills in there, playing two notes at the same time and then interlocking them. Now, syncopation is probably something that I should mention, and it's something that I'm probably going to do a whole other episode on, but syncopation is basically when we move notes in between other notes. So if we got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, if I go 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and I'm syncopating, so I'm adding notes in between the notes that I already have. And that's another way that you can start to think about this stuff, is that you've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 that's always going to be there, and you can go 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and the and that you're adding in is your syncopated note. So that's really worth thinking about as well. Now, one last thing that I think is really important is to think about your hand position. Often I see two major errors with hand position when it comes to playing acoustic blues. One is that your hand is too vertical. The other one is that your hand is too horizontal. Now, your arm, your picking hand, this is, when it goes over the guitar, should be at something like a 45 degree angle. You want to be using the backside of your thumb, so not the top pad part of your thumb, but the side of your thumb when you're picking. So a way that I would describe it is a bit like if you were flicking a coin, right? If you were playing whatever that game is where you flick coins against a wall, if you were flicking a coin, that would be using, you'd be flicking, and then the top part of your thumb would be the thing that sticks out. This, we want to use the side of our thumb so we can have a 45 degree-ish angle, nice loose wrist. So you can have your arm at a higher angle, your wrist nice and loose, and a 45 degree angle. That's going to give you the best possible chance to reach all of the strings with your fingers, but also to not tense up. If you're too horizontal, what you'll find is that it's going to be very difficult to play string one because your little finger is going to be horizontal in line with the string, which is no good. And if you're too vertical, so if you've got your wrist hanging down, you're too vertical, what you're going to find is it's very difficult to move your thumb away from that sixth string. Now, that's a kind of more classical music way of playing. If you are learning classical guitar, often they teach you that you need to hold your hand more vertically, and so you need to move your whole hand up and down. When we're playing acoustic blues, I find that it's much easier to have something more like a 45 degree angle with your thumb and fingers to allow you to get some more of those kind of strum notes, because when you're playing a classical guitar, you're almost always wanting the bass strings to ring out. When we're playing acoustic blues, you almost always want to be able to palm mute some of that bass. And if I give you a quick example of what that would sound like, a classical style way of playing would be like this. You can hear all those notes ringing out really clearly. If I change my hand position so I can play something a bit more bluesy, I can mute the top string. So I've got muted bass notes. So it's really important to think about that when you're playing. You want to make sure that your hand is in a good position, nice and relaxed, so you're not going to strain it, you're not going to hurt it, but you can still palm mute those bass notes. And that's a good test of whether or not your thumb's in the right place. If you can't palm mute, then your thumb's in the wrong place. If everything you're playing is muted, your thumb's in the wrong place. You need to be able to move it between muting and not muting. Now, I hope that was useful. Please do consider leaving a review if you find this stuff useful. There is 163, I think, lessons up now for you to listen to. Hopefully they help you with your guitar playing. Hopefully they help you become a better guitarist. If you find that this stuff's been useful or you like it, please share it with anybody that you know that might also enjoy it. Please do leave a review. That would help massively. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Shout out to my Plus subscription members. You guys are awesome. You are the reason that I can keep doing this podcast. So a massive thank you to all of you. Anything else, anybody has any questions or suggestions, please do email me, ben@thebluesguitarshow.com. I do my best to answer all the emails I get. I've had a few recently. Let me just give some shout outs to people that have sent me emails recently. Shout out to John Campbell in Australia. Who's actually mentioned he was learning a Neil Sedaka song called Bad Blood. I don't know the song, but it's one he did with Elton John. Shout out to Devin, who was the one who suggested today's lesson of three things to help with acoustic blues playing. Shout out to Dale Beachwood, who sent over an email. Shout out to Mike Part. Shout out to William Sapler, who is in Alaska, of all places. And of course, to all the guys that recently joined the membership subscription. So that's John, James, Ed, Mark, Errol, Clint, Larry, John, Roger, Dan. Sorry, I don't have your second names here. Sean, Michael, all of you guys are awesome. All right. Have a great week, everybody. And I'll catch you same time next week. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.